music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The bee-belly BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On six.
Evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right? All right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Institution, well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
That was a little known Liverpool group known as The Beagles with their song Revolution. Whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. The only revolutions I've witnessed recently have been Allen keys and screwdrivers and what they called wrenches in the reassembly of home furnishings of one kind or another, the reason being that the Badger and I have moved into our new house. I'm pre-recording the show for you in the only room in the place not coated in plaster dust. We're kind of camping out in this room till all the work's done, and it sounds a little echoey.
Hello? Hello?
See? That is, of course, because my soft toy collection hasn't yet arrived. The marsupials are here, but we're waiting on the pigs and the elephants and the bears, etc. There's also no radiators till Friday week, so me and Badge are movers and shakers. Did it work? Not really. Okay, brilliant. In the next 2 hours, we'll find out what Sir Patrick Moore was up to this week in 1977. In our regular feature, That Was the Sky at Night, that week, that was. The Siren of Song Beckerpedia will lure us into a tune or two, and a Desert Island disc snippet from the BBC archive, this week the choice of Clive James. Your emails, recommendations, pictures for the gallery too, and another great week for new releases. I shall of course be punctuating the whole thing with meaningless jabber and over-enthusiastic praise. First though, riddle me this. Why has this next song been in my head for 3 days while at a moving house? Happy Sunday. Fleetwood Mac and Never Going Back Again. So we got some help moving house. I'm not going to pretend that I did all the lifting, not being the Olympian athlete that most of you think I am from looking at my photographs. Some two lovely gentlemen helped us move house. One of the really nice things about moving house is coming across records that you'd kind of forgotten about. I totally forgot about this next artist, My Brightest Diamond. She's got the most incredible voice. I'm a fan of the voices, as I once heard Tony, what's he called, the old soprano looking dude that Richard Hawley worked with, Tony Christie. Yeah, we were both asked to review the year's records some time ago, and I just remember that's his opening gambit. I like the old guys, the voices. I thought, yeah, I bet you do, Tony. Anyway, yeah, this is one voice I'd forgotten about. An extraordinary one it is. This is My Brightest Diamond with The Top of the World.
At the end of the sea, there waits my wind to carry. Through storms we will sail, just to gaze at the top of the world. And
Isn't that great? That's The Top of the World from My Brightest Diamond. I'll have to play a bit more of that record, it's great. Okay, we've got a Song for Guy recommendation from Ian Greenhall. He says, is it Ian? Yeah, it is. Don't know why I was second guessing that. Ian Greenhall's been in touch and he says, afternoon Guy, I trust all is well with you. A suggestion for a Song for Guy record would be A.V. Buffalo, What's In It For? They're absolutely astonishing. I've never heard this song before. Thanks very much, Ian. Love to you and your wife, Kerry. This is great. I love the simplicity of the clean guitars and the backing next to such characterful vocals. It's an astonishing track. Once again, this is Avi Buffalo, What's In It For? And this is a choice from Ian Greenhall. Thanks, Ian.
I
That's Avi or Avi Buffalo and What's In It For. That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Ian Greenhall. Thank you very much. I've already said a few times that Beach House's record is probably going to be my record of the summer. Great vibe to it, a really easy thing. Beautiful, beautiful careworn vocal. The first time I heard this group, I didn't know if this was a high-pitched man or a careworn woman's voice. It turns out it's the latter. The song's called Lover of Mine, and it's a single that's released, or was released on the, is released on the 7th of July. Once again, Beach House and Lover of Mine. Excuse me. Plaster dust.
Music.
My favourite Glastonbury performance was Jeff Buckley.
And my pick is Elbow.
My favourite is Pulp from 1995.
Later this month, we'll be bringing you non-stop Glastonbury. Online right now, we're looking for the 10 best performances from the past 40 years. We've chosen ours. To vote for your favourite, go to bbc.co.uk/6music.
It's an amazing, extraordinary, landmark performance.
And pick one of the 20 performances chosen by 6 Music. Non-stop Glastonbury on 6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Blasted Garvey's finest ballet hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Well, it's time once again for the greatest radio ever made. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night, that week that was. On this week in 1977, in election news, Spain held its first democratic election since 1936 this week. The first multi-party election to be held since the Civil War was won by Adolfo Suárez's Democratic Centre Union. In more election news, at a joint session of the USSR, Supreme Soviet Leonid Brezhnev, Leonid Brezhnev was unanimously elected the Soviet Union's head of the state. He was the first person to hold the posts of both President and Communist Party General Secretary. In discrimination news, the Commission for Racial Equality began operating this week. The CRE had been created by the 1976 Race Relations Act. My favourite, in football news, Wimbledon Football Club were elected to the fourth division of the football, replacing Workington, who cares? In death ray news, the National Laser Laboratory, Britain's specialist laser research lab, built a very intense number which was to be used to develop different methods of harnessing electrical power. In obituary news, controversial rocket scientist Wernher von Braun died this week at the age of 65. He invented the Nazi V2 rocket bomb and the Americans' Apollo moon rockets. The shame. In Jubilee news, alternative Jubilee celebrations were held this week at Alexandra Palace. They were billed as the People's Jubilee and were organised by the British Communist Party. Infamous assassin news, James Earl Ray this week in 1977, the murderer of Martin Luther King, was recaptured after escaping from Bushy Mountain State Prison. He got 8 miles in 2 days, but they got him. In art news, over £1 million worth of stolen paintings were recovered after a series of raids in London. They included work by Stubbs and Raphael. In TV news, Labour MP Brian Walden resigned his seat this week to become the presenter of ITV's Current Affairs Weekend World. I wonder what music we're going to play at the end of this item. In music news, Peter Maxwell Davis' opera The Martyrdom of St. Magnus was premiered at Orkney's St. Magnus Festival. It was commissioned by the BBC and later performed at that year's proms. In other music news, it was a bad week for the Sex Pistols. They started it off with an infamous boat party on the Thames, which ended with partygoers being arrested when the boat docked. Later that week, Johnny Rotten and Paul Cook were attacked outside a London pub. And finally, a couple of days later, Cook was attacked again, this time outside Shepherd Bush Tube. I've been attacked outside there myself. I didn't realise it was such an auspicious location. Kenny Rogers at number one in the UK singles chart with Lucille, while the number one album was The Beatles' Live at the Hollywood Bowl. But more important than all of this, in Patrick News this week on The Sky at Night, Patrick and his guests, Dr. Gary Hunt and Gordon Taylor of the Royal Greenwich Observatory, were discussing the planet, and note the pronunciation, Uranus. And that was The Sky at Night, that week, that was. Thank you. Well, that was Mountain and Nantucket Sleigh Ride. And it was, of course, the theme tune to Weekend World. I thought it was the theme tune to World in Action, but Peter Hardy, expert researcher and librarian at one point in the BBC, now, of course, a producer, says that it was Weekend World. Join the debate. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Another excellent new single now. This is from White Hinterland. It's called Icarus, and I think it's gorgeous. Single released on June the 14th was White Hinterland and Icarus. Great, wasn't it? Some she-mails from you lot. I played a Lee Hazelwood collaboration last week, and I said it was Lee Hazelwood and Hilly. Simon's been in touch and he says, Hilly is the name of the song. The artist is Amina with Lee Hazelwood. Please tell the listeners as Amina are wonderful and should get more recognition. Thank you, Simon, for correcting my mistake. And for those of you who want to find that tune that I played last week, because it was gorgeous, Amina is spelled A-M-I-I-N-A. Thank you very much, Simon. Another email here says, Hi, Guy, I've just turned on and heard the most beautiful track. female voices, and I'm not sure what they were singing. I think it was I Will Wash Over You. I didn't catch who it was. Can You Put Me Out of My Misery from Jane. This was a tune I played last week by the Acorn off... was it last week or the week before? Doesn't really matter, does it? It's the Acorn. It's the last tune on Glory Hope Mountain, and it's called Lullaby. It's not the regular singer from the Acorn, but check out the whole record. It's beautiful. Once again for you, Jane, that was the Acorn's first record, Glory Hope Mountain, and it was the last track on the record, Lullaby. Yet another email here from Jess Jackson. She's a regular listener to the show. She says, Jess in Bristol here. Just wanted to say thanks so much for playing my song for Guy. It was the Canadian Girl by the Walkmen, I believe. I got back from seeing the Acorn line at the Louisiana here in Briz. They were incredible. I am glowing. I found them on a Bella Union sample CD given away with last year's End of the Road programme. I listened to Crooked Legs on repeat for 4 hours while kicking myself on repeat for not catching them at the festival. Like a good pint of Guinness, the wait was worth it. In a fleeting act of pubescence, I am 27 going on 12, I took my first ever set list tonight and I had a lovely chat with lead singer Rolf. He kindly signed the list, so if by any chance you speak to him on their tour, could you pass on my thanks? And yes, it was magical. Ah, right, cool. Well, I will do. Rolf's a lovely man and a good friend of mine. Jess then goes on to say, as I write this, I'm listening to Smog's album, A River Ain't Too Much to Love, thanks to your recommendation. Oh, well, I can't possibly take credit. But yeah, cool, I have bigged him up loads, haven't I? This next tune is from that record. If by any chance any of you haven't heard this record already, this is the last record that Bill Callahan went under the name Smog. So the album is by Smog. The song is called I'm New Here. And recently it was covered by... come on, Garvey. I'll have remembered his name by the end of the song.
Did not become someone different. I did not want to be. But I'm new here. Will you show me around? To forget. She said I had an ego on me, the size of Texas. Well, I'm new here, and I forget. Does that mean big or small? No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always turn around. Shedding plates like a snake. And it may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to a voice of reason.
With plenty more to come. Find them at bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury.
Now then, Larry Adler was born contrary. After showing early promise as a pianist, his parents sent him to the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, where he demonstrated his contempt for its highbrow attitude by pounding out "Yes, we have no bananas" at a recital, resulting in his expulsion. Having decided to make the mouth organ his chosen instrument, he won the Maryland Harmonica Championship at 13 before running away to make his fortune. And make it he did, working his way up from busker to movie star by delighting and surprising audiences with masterful renditions of everything from Mozart to Gershwin. But at the height of his success, his uncompromising attitude cost him his career in an America gripped by McCarthyism. Rather than betray his friends or his beliefs, he left the country he once loved and moved to Britain, where right up to his death, he was cherished as a musician, writer and raconteur. Yet despite his ebullient character, in every sob and keen of his harmonica were the shadows of the life he left behind, wrought in the music he would always love. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to the Beckopedia. That was Larry Adler's version of It Ain't Necessarily So. I was having trouble remembering earlier on in the programme who covered Smog's I'm New Here recently. It was, of course, Gil Scott-Heron. How can you forget Gil Scott-Heron? I don't know. Proves that I wasn't born a good DJ, eh? Michelle, who produces the Finest Hour, really hates Steely Dan. This is one of the things that we're divided on. I don't love all Steely Dan, but I don't mind them, they're cheese. The cheese is part of the sound. Nevertheless, the opening line to this tune is wicked. Steely Dan, and Do It Again, dedicated to our very own Michelle. Another new tune. I told you at the beginning of the show that it was a great week for new music, as it was last week and the week before. It must be this time of year. This is Fuzzy Lights, Twin Feathers. Wasn't that lovely? Fuzzy Lights, Twin Feathers, released on August 16th. I love it. I've not heard any Echo and the Bunnymen for ages.
Six Music.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The B-Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
Mm-hmm.
Jonas Policewoman and Eternal Flame. I'd love to sing a song with her one day. I'll have to put that out there. Okay, so I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, and your host for the next hour. The next tune I'm going to play, I'm reminded of because I mentioned at the top of the show that I've just moved house. Literally woke up in my new house this morning. As my friend Joe Devlin is so fond of saying, "You should see my new house," which is a Fall lyric. I've actually moved back to an area of Manchester, in fact, an exact street in an area of Manchester where I used to live. And it's bringing all kinds of memories back, including falling in love with Nick Drake's music for the first time. I think I must have been about 20, something like that. Anyway, this is the song that did it for me first of all, simply titled Cello Song. Here is the very, very lovely Nick Drake. Underneath, you know well,
You have nothing to fear, for the dreams that came to you when so young told of a life where spring has sprung. You would seem so frail in the cold of the night when the armies of emotion go out to fight. But while the earth sinks to its grave, sail to the sky on the crest of a wave. So forget this cruel world
with nostalgia for me, that song. That was Nick Drake and Cello Song from the album Five Leaves Left, which, if you're not a smoker, five leaves left is what it says in a packet of Rizzler when you've only got five papers left. There you go. Micah P. Hinson has got a new record out. This time he's going out under the name Micah P. Hinson and the Pioneer Saboteurs. Lovely bit of language there. This is called Take Off That Dress For Me. I'm not sure what he's referring to.
Take one. Sweetness, you can come home with me. Against all hope and sense of decency. Sweetness, take off that dress for me. Against all hope and sense of dignity. And the world spins round and I don't care anymore.
Was Micah P. Hinson and Take Off That Dress For Me. Time now once again to dive into the BBC archives, surfacing with a snippet from Desert Island Discs, which I'm fond of saying is my favourite interview format ever. If only they played the full tunes when it's somebody great with good taste and edited the tunes further when it's somebody that isn't. In fact, I have to say, I think TV chefs, generally speaking, have got crap taste in music. That's just something I've noticed anyway. This is not a TV chef, this is Clive James talking about one of his favourite Desert Island Discs.
But what about you and women, Clive James? It seems to me that, you know, women have been very kind to you along the way.
They've been extraordinarily kind to me. I've never really quite got over it, considering my drawbacks. And
well, considering how badly you've used them, I mean, borrowing their money and sleeping
on
their floors.
I did all that. This was long ago.
But why did they forfeit? What did you look like? Look, 1961, you've just arrived in this country, you're 21 years old. What kind of figure did you cut?
Well, I was probably the only man in London wearing an Hawaiian shirt. I think a certain air of pathos may have helped.
Did we have the beard at this point?
Yes, but that's only because I couldn't afford to shave. I could barely afford the razor blades. I think what we're dealing with here is an object of to arouse intense pity, and that may have helped in what you're talking about.
Is there
any possible explanation that I got anywhere at all with women?
Record number three.
I always loved the human voice singing and wanted to do it. The nice thing about women singing is that you don't die of envy because you can't sing like a woman. But when I first heard Billie Holiday, I wanted to, anything I did, to be as neat as that, especially in her early years. And she had a great love affair with the tenor saxophonist Lester Young, who was good for her and she for him, and together they were magic. And they did a great number called This Year's Kisses. And the first time I ever heard it, which is now getting on more than 40 years ago, I thought it was an apex of an art, and I still think it.
Thank you.
Billie Holiday, chosen by Clive James on Desert Island Discs. We'll have another snippet next week.
New to Friday nights.
Welcome to my new show.
I have lots of lovely things to keep you entertained until midnight.
Tom Ravenscroft.
I'll have guest mixes.
Bringing together lots and lots of different types of music.
My favourite charity shop finds and a unique mix of music to kickstart your weekend. The best thing about being at Six Music is that they're going to let me play whatever I like.
That might come back to haunt me.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Join me for my brand new show.
Friday night from 9.
On Six Music.
Guy Garvey.
On Six Music.
Can I get to witness? Can I get to witness?
Okay. Another nostalgia tune for me in terms of a tune that reminds me of this street where I've moved back to in Manchester is this song from Nico. It's got a similar feel to Cello Song. Maybe the common denominator is John Cale. You never know. Same era, same loveliness to it. And Nico settled in Manchester in for a final years. And I don't know if you remember, but there was an excellent play, which was The Story of Her Life. And my friend Stella did an excellent job of playing Nico. That toured recently. It was great. Anyway, this is for Stella and anyone else listening who loves Nico. This is These Days. From the album Chelsea Girl, that was Nico and These Days. Okay, we've got an email from Rick Bell, who describes himself as a fellow northerner lost in London. He says, Guy, I love the show. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Ha ha. I've thought about emailing you before, but never really had anything to say. But now I do. I went to see The Climbers yesterday, and other members of the Will Common Collective perform their new album, The Good Ship. Aboard a good ship moored on the Thames, a few friends and I sat on top deck sipping a few beers, watching the sun go down over London before heading below to see the band. I hope you weren't arrested like the Sex Pistols were in 1977. They were fantastic. They all looked like they were having a great time on stage, and the collective sense of camaraderie really shone through with a different singer for nearly every song, and others joining them on stage for certain numbers. I want to be part of a massive collective. That was me, by the way, not Rick Bell. Although I was waiting for Uncommon to be played, I think a highlight of the gig had to be my mate Simon's favourite song, Bookshop Folk. And looking over the crowd, seeing a sea of nodding heads meant that others probably agree. Could we hear it, perchance? I first heard The Climbers on your show, so thanks for that. You've pointed me in the direction of a couple of bands over the 2 years I've been listening to you. Oh, well, flattery. He then goes on to say that he couldn't live without Six. None of us could. Congratulations to The Climbers for a cracking album, he goes on to say, and I can't help but agree with him. Rick, thank you very much for your email. Apart from anything else, you've given me an excuse to play a song that I played last week. Just last week. This is Bookshop Folk. Ladies and gentlemen, The Climbers. wonderful. If I'm recommending anything, it's the Climbers album Good Ship this week. If you don't have it, go get it. They're part of the Will Common Collective and it's just blinding. That was a song called Bookshop Folk. Emailer here from Jonathan. Oh, quite a sweet one too. He starts by saying, "Ahoy guy, clearly the best anagram of Finest Hour is Shorty Fun. So good that you might consider a special edition, retitled version of the show." Nope. "In any case, your show has saved me many a time from giving up on whatever horrific article I must write. And the other thing that gets me through is thinking about Nicole. So perhaps you could play Gravenhurst's Nicole for me. I'm not allowed to talk about how much I love her, as that job has passed to someone else. Alas, music saves. Love or what you will, Jonathan." Oh, mate. I love these little bursts from the blue. Obviously a proud man, Jonathan. Nothing wrong with love, past or present. Whoever Nicole is or was, I'm dedicating this to you and her. And this is a great little tune. You've given me another excuse to play it. This is Gravenhurst and Nicole. For Jonathan and Nicole, that was Gravenhurst and Nicole. Lovely little tune. Great little sentiment. And you know, lovely little tunes with great little sentiments don't just take care of themselves. You need good police. Our Victim was written in 1961 by clarinetist Acker Bilk for his young daughter Jenny. A simple, gentle piece, it charmed generations of listeners with its breathy beauty set against smooth strings. Truly glorious. So, of course, it had to die. Sounding like Awake already in progress, Booker T and the MGs created a dreadful dirge of trudging percussion and cheesy Hammond designed to drag it towards an early end. Not to be outdone, villainous Val Dunican roped in some virginal voices to help lull it into a soporific stupor while he yawned his way through the lyrics. Mercifully, he was asleep before any permanent damage was done. Enter roaring rogue Roger Whittaker to add another criminal record to his already blood-stained rap sheet. At first he bellowed, then in a moment of pure torture whistled until it was begging for mercy. But in a spectacular fall from grace, when Motown's finest, the Four Tops, donned their matching suits, twirled in perfect formations, and prepared to shout and strut their way through this beloved ballad, it was Moida.
Here I stand. Watching the tide go,
watching the tide go out.
So all alone and blue, just dreaming the dreams of you.
Come
I watch your ship, I watch your ship.
Hey!
As it sailed out to sea,
as it sailed out to sea,
taking all of my dreams, dear,
hey!
And taking all of me.
Stop. Hilarious. Original.
Thank you.
I think that's my favourite Moida ever. That was the Four Tops initially with Stranger on the Shore, followed by Aka Bilk. Absolutely hilarious. I'm going to be playing that to my friends.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Top one.
Boss.
Skill.
Lick it up.
Six Music.
This next tune by Nina Simone shows her prowess as a virtuoso piano player. Absolutely unbelievable. Nobody else played like Nina Simone. They really didn't. This is Mood Indigo.
A poor fool that's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. Shoes while I just sit here
am shy, go long blue.
The outstanding Nina Simone with Mood Indigo. Time for the gallery. Dear Mr. Garvey, writes Harry Bratt from Leeds, here's a portrait of you titled Garvey Bubble. If you like the picture, please play Red Rabbits by the Shins. I'll do what DJs usually say, Harry, and say I've not put it in my record box. Maybe next week. But thank you for the picture. It is literally my grinning face in a bubble. Cheers, Harry, I love it. What else have we got this week? Sammy Barras says, hi Guy, this is how I imagine you recording the show. Watching out of a tall window, listening to the music on good quality speakers. Thanks for the tunes, and I really enjoy looking at other people's pictures in the gallery, especially the comic strip pages. That's from Sammy. You'll do for me, Sammy. And this is great. This is this is me enjoying a cup of tea. And there's a pear on the back of the laptop in this picture instead of an apple. Nice touch. A couple of birdies out the window as well. Not too far from the truth, Sammy. Please do send your impressions of what you think I might look like while I'm recording the show. I think they're hilarious, and I'm going to put them up all over my room. Let's see. This last one is from Jules, or Julian. He says, hi, Guy. I've attached a drawing I was doing while listening to your show from Sunday the 16th, so I thought I'd send it. It's part of a series of drawings that are continually updated and can be seen at www.theonlyoneleft.co.uk. This one is titled Robin is the Only One Left. I also have a song for Guy recommendation called I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire by the Ink Spots. I think it'd fit really nicely. All the best, Julian. Julian, thank you very much for your picture. It's great. Thanks for all your pictures. They're all going on my webpage. The gallery gets bigger and bigger, whether it's photographs or whether it's sketches. If you make any kind of art during the show, please do send them in. We're going to listen to the Ink Spots, and then we're going to have one more gallery piece, I think. But we've not heard this tune for ages. I love the Ink Spots. Thanks for the recommendation, Julian. I don't want to set the world on fire.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire. And that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
That was the Ink Spots, and I don't want to set the world on fire. Okay, I said I was going to have one more gallery entry. Can we have the music back? Oh, there it is. This says, hi Guy, I'm writing to you in the early hours of Wednesday morning while listening to your show. God bless the BBC iPlayer. I'm in full agreement with you. I feed my 11-week-old daughter Grace while I do so and felt compelled to contact you. What a beautiful image from Jill Cuncliffe. She says, Grace is the youngest of my two kids. My eldest Bob is 12 and is a budding musician and a songwriter. He's been playing guitar and writing his own songs for a few years. I've always encouraged him to listen to great music and not the dross that is the majority of mainstream. I try to pass along with some of the musical influences you play on your show and of course your band Elbow. Thank you very much. Bob has been singing a Stephen Fretwell song, Run to Himself, over the past few days and so prompted me to recommend another of Stephen's songs, William Shatner's Dog, which I think is beautiful and romantic, although I recommend all of his work. Grace is a very young Elbow fan, although she probably doesn't realise it yet, having twice been to an Elbow gig as an unborn. And attached there is a photograph of Grace and Bob. I'm going to make this the front page of the site this week. Maybe it's because I'm broody, or maybe it's because your children are beautiful. Yes, so this is for you three. I love this song. When it first came out, I couldn't quite get over it. Stephen's a really, really good friend of mine. And I think I pointed out at the time, he's called the song William Shatner's Dog, despite the fact that the lyrics mean it's absolutely nothing to do with any pets of any former Star Trek cast members. He's given it a deliberately misleading title, which I think draws attention to how very sincere and personal the song is. Listen to these words, especially the image of Grace, the family saying Grace. My mate Steve Fretwell is an amazing lyricist, and this is evidence of it. And as for Jill and family, wow.
Continental city, where they get in a race build the tallest building. Well, you went for some space and wound up with a slightly redder face. And a pain in your gut. I turn on the TV and I see there your face. And in it there's not one trace of that old brown bowl of lace. And that bowl of lace is sat beside the gas by the fire, where you probably lay eating ice cream chocolate lolly that your mother brought home from the freezer store on the old Kent Road. She too had enough. And that look on your face that you throw across the dinner table in the middle of grace, your father's eyes closed shut tight. And it happened like that every damn night that I had to come to your house. Well, tell Charles O'Keefe I don't want to go to Paris. It's sunnier here and I'm happy in this loveless marriage with the girl from the Prue and your father and your sister and your mother too. I'm not forgetting you.
For Jill Cunliffe and her beautiful kids, I think I called you Cuncliffe before. Sorry. For Jill Cunliffe and her beautiful children, that was Stephen Fretwell and William Shatner's dog. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in once again. I love this, and I hope you love it as much as I do. I'm going to keep doing it in my new house. I'm going to keep doing it as often as I can, as long as they'll let me. Thanks to Six Music, thanks to Michelle and Peter and Ian and Boz and everyone who puts the show together for me at The Beeb. Thanks to the Beckopedia for a wonderful input. Thanks to everyone who sent in pictures and recommended songs. Please keep it coming. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
Should have